From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is expected to sign off tomorrow on the health care overhaul plan approved last night in the House by a 219-212 vote. House lawmakers approved the health care bill passed by the Senate on Christmas Eve, and in a separate vote approved amendments to the measure. Speaking at the White House today, spokesman Robert Gibbs said the vote makes good on a pledge Mr. Obama made way back in 2007 while still on the campaign trail.
What the president promised that day and what the president will sign tomorrow, very much the promise of affordable, accessible health care that puts people back in charge of their health care rather than insurance companies.
The president is expected to sign the bill at a ceremony at the South Lawn of the White House. He travels to Iowa later this week to talk about the health care overhaul effort. Texas Republican Randy Neugebauer has acknowledged he is the one who shouted "baby killer" on the House floor last night. It happened as Democrat Bart Stupak, whose vote was crucial for the health care bill, was discussing an agreement between the White House and anti-abortion Democrats that allowed the health care measure to move forward. Neugebauer says he's apologized to his colleague and says the comment was not aimed at Stupak, but at the agreement itself. Passage of the health care bill in the House will allow the Obama administration to make sweeping changes in the federal student loan program. More from NPR's Claudio Sanchez.
With the health care and education bills now on their way to the Senate for its expected approval, House Democrats say the federal family education loan program that relied on private lenders will cease to exist, and beginning July 1, all federal student loans will be issued by the U.S. Education Department. The role of private lenders will be limited to a handful of government contracts for managing and collecting loans. This will save $61 billion. $2 billion will go to historically black colleges, another $2 billion to community colleges. But there's no money for early childhood programs, as the Obama administration once promised. Most of the savings, about $36 billion, will go back into student financial aid, especially Pell Grants for needy students. Also, graduates struggling to pay back their loans will get a huge break. Their payments will be limited to 10% of their adjusted gross income. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Regulators and officials with drug maker GlaxoSmithKline are calling on doctors to stop using a vaccine against the rotavirus after determining the current vaccine is contaminated with an apparently harmless pig virus. Dr. Margaret Hamburg is a commissioner with the Food and Drug Administration. She says the agency believes the product is safe, but decided to take the action out of what amounts to an overabundance of caution.
This was a difficult decision for us, because there's no evidence at this time that there's a risk to patients who have received this vaccine. And we know there are real benefits for children to be vaccinated against rotavirus.
Rotavirus can kill young children by causing diarrhea. Healthcare shares moved higher on the news of the healthcare agreement. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 43 points today. This is NPR. Giant search engine company Google has announced it plans to get around censorship issues with China. The San Francisco company unveiling a plan today where it will shift its search engine for the company off the mainland to Hong Kong while continuing to maintain other operations. The announcement comes as Google and Chinese officials have been arguing over the issue of censorship. Google says it will keep its engineering and sales offices in mainland China. In Germany today, more allegations have surfaced of sexual abuse of children by Catholic Church employees in Bavaria. Pope Benedict this weekend issued a letter apologizing to Irish Catholics for the Catholic Church's mishandling of abuse cases in Ireland. More from NPR's Eric Westerveld.
The Diocese of Regensburg today said seven more people so far have come forward with accusations of sexual abuse against six employees, four priests, and two nuns who are still alive. Diocese spokesman Clemens Neck did not identify the abusers, but said church officials regret deeply what employees did to children and said, "We ask for forgiveness." Most of the abuse cases date from the mid-1970s and before, although one alleged sexual assault took place in the mid-1980s. Regensburg is home to a famed boys' choir, which was led for 30 years by Reverend Georg Ratzinger, the Pope's brother. Reverend Ratzinger has admitted he regularly slapped around choir boys, but says he didn't know the full extent of any other abuse in the diocese. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.
Americans were staying closer to home as 2010 got underway. The Transportation Department reports travel on the highways was up 1.6% in January. Part of that may have been ironically due to signs of recovery in the economy that pushed gas prices up. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.